Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Elaborators. A couple of special guests coming up today. My name's Justin. I'm your host for today. This is part of the WBC network of podcasts. We just made that up. As far as we know, we only do the one right now. But you are either watching this on YouTube or listening to it on your favorite podcast space. We would ask you to share it. If you're liking what you're hearing, please share it. Let people know about it because then they can tell us what we're doing wrong and we'll get better at it. Today, we are talking about one of the six habits of spiritual health, and we are going to talk about prayer. So to that end, I've invited a couple of my friends that I'll introduce really soon who are, you know, way more gifted and talented at all of these things than I am. They're currently shaking their heads, but ladies and gentlemen, just to get us in the mood, let's just get a bit of this going on. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Rinneke is in the house.
Hello, everyone.
I just want to see your dance moves. Belinda is in the house. Hi, B. How are you?
Good.
We actually gossiped about you on last week's podcast. Do you realise this?
No, I will have to catch up on that last week's podcast.
So by way of introduction, sorry, do we need some more of MC Hammer first?
Why not? Pray just to make it
today. I said we pray. Come on, BB. Oh yeah, we pray. Praise. We got the break just to make it. And before we get sued for using that track, let's move away. We were talking about you last week because it's very important that people understand how important you are in this organization. So, sorry, that's for Belinda, obviously. And oh, hang on, this one's for Inike.
That's a very loud applause.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the applause.
Belinda, you're very important to this organization because all of the information runs through you. If you want to do anything around our organization, if Belinda doesn't give you permission to do it, you simply can't do it. She looks sweet and nice, but honestly, Inike and I are both scared of you. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that scary.
I don't know. Well, Inike was in my office the other day just having a bit of a cry.
I have to go through it every week from Monday to Thursday.
I apologize.
By way of introduction, Belinda, you are our administrative genius around the WBC group of things that we do. Mm-hmm. And so you have been part of this particular church for how long?
Attending for 22 years.
20, and you're only 23, so that's great. But mother of one, husband of one, and parent of how many cats?
Two cats, one dog.
Yep. In order of hierarchy, who's
one
first?
One cat, one dog, one cat.
The other cat's on the outside.
Yep.
Okay. So your role is you do things around the church like you receive all the emails and do all the things and get the information out there. But from a caring for people point of view, prayer is actually one of your strong suits, I would suggest. Would you say that out loud?
I would say that I have definitely grown over the last few years in seeing the importance of prayer.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to you and ask you a few questions about how you go about using prayer and utilizing it. Pastor Inoke? Did I get that right yet?
Correct. Inoke? 99.9% correct.
Yeah, I'm getting more Islander. The more I know you, the more Islander I'm becoming. You have actually, you love prayer. It's one of your key gifts. It's something that you help other people express. In your time at being at WBC, you've added a couple of programmatic elements that are weekly, including a thing called House of Prayer.
Correct. I think House of Prayer started last year, and I think it's been wonderful to create spaces and environment for people to come and just spend time with God in a very reflective way. And that's been really wonderful. Even as we speak last night, we had 10 people coming and just spend time. It's just with God in a quieter space. So it's been wonderful.
What are the basically for the next 20 minutes, we're just going to talk a bit about prayer, the power of prayer, the usefulness of prayer, but also the tripping hazards, I guess, of prayer. Prayer seems to be one of those things that everybody's got a version of the panic prayer, the if you're real, help, that kind of one that everybody gets religious for a moment or two. We're probably talking more, though, about the having a methodical approach to prayer where it becomes part of your daily, weekly spiritual routine. What was it that, Pastor Indike, what was it that inspired you first to start this habit of prayer?
I think for me, prayer is important. As we start to talk about the habit of prayer, I think it's important to know where the habits, just like everything in life, when we choose to develop a habit, habit does build in us organically, can be from birth, can be something we inherit, but also, you know, habit can be built over time by the environment, our upbringing, but also by influence. Mm-hmm. So that's how life is, that we build our habits out of something. And so building a habit of prayer comes from, I think from me, both organically, something that was built into me as a human being, that we're built to have a relationship with God. So it's in us, because prayer is universal.
Right.
So it's important to tap into that, that prayer is universal, that we created to have that communication. But also in my upbringing, I grew up in a home where prayer is a habit every morning, even though I get to sleep in most of the time, because my father will always pray 6 o'clock in the morning with a household of 7 children. So I grew up in that environment. So also, you know, being influenced by people, by scripture, I think that has formed me to build my habit out of that. So it's important as we talk about habit of prayer, we talk what is stopping us from praying and why are we not praying enough, and we'll be talking a lot more on that.
What would be your daily habit at the moment? Are you a walk and talk prayer? Are you a sit down at 6 o'clock in the morning and journal prayer? What's your habit?
My habit of prayer is I pray with my wife every morning. Every morning is what we do before we leave, and if not, we pray before we sleep. So that has been an ongoing habit that we love to do it together. I do pray occasionally. I mean, for me, when I'm interrupted by circumstances, it calls me to do prayer. Mm-hmm. So that happened organically from time to time. But for me, morning prayer is something that I do very regularly, which just start my day in prayer. So that's the kind of habit. And I do tend to do the journal my prayer, but not in the morning, because I do that another time when I spend, whether it's work or out in the street or wherever. That's when I get a moment to spend, because I think it's important that the prayer, we invest the time that is worth it. Yeah. I know that a kind of a fast food McDonald's prayer, we can easily get caught in just doing that, but not spending quality time. So that's what I'm looking for, to build a habit where I really stop everything and pause and pray.
And this is where I come back to the, excuse me, the meditative nature of prayer. So it's actually a set aside time for you. I think you've talked about there. You write sometimes. A prayer is a written thing. Sometimes it's a spoken thing. When you're praying with another person, now this is an interesting one for us. I think some of us would say, look, even the idea of praying to the God of the universe is a big deal. I know that my children, when I try and teach them how to pray, every now and again, my 6-year-old still says to me, I'd say to them, would you like to pray now? Because I'll pray and then ask them if they'd like to pray before they sleep. And he'll say, oh, Daddy, I've forgotten how to start. That's kind of, to me, that's kind of one of the big issues, is a lot of us don't know how to start. So how do you go about starting prayer? Is it a recitative thing? Do you say, dear Jesus?
Yeah, I think prayer, if we look at the Bible, if we narrow it down, because prayer is universal, as Christian, we need to go to, you know, the gospel and really see Jesus prayed at the table. He was praying for people and with people. Mm. He was praying for the sick. He was praying even to a point where he was praying to remove the burden of the cross.
Yeah.
So if we look at the Lord's Prayer, I believe that every moment in prayer that we don't get to see Jesus recorded in the gospel is packed into what he taught the Lord's Prayer.
Gotcha.
Because when he was out with the disciples, and he say, wake up and stay up and pray so that you may not lead into temptation. Where do
Which
we find that? If you look at all the, you know, the prayer that we start with is about acknowledging God, our Father. And then, of course, there's an element of acknowledging his possessions, you know, that he provides for us. That's where we ask for food. So there are times when we're in need. It leads us that we start with that. So I think if we look at the method of the Lord's Prayer, acknowledging a God is a starting point. Mm. The adorations for who God is, for me, it's my starting point before I go to the everything else. I start with God and I finish with God. So for me to start a prayer point, I just go to the method that Jesus taught, that it's about God. And then he orchestrate that for us to acknowledge.
That can be found in a couple of areas. Matthew 6 is probably the most famous one, which simply says, this is how you then should pray. And, of course, a lot of us know it by recitation, and it comes out of the Gospels, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it starts with acknowledging God and his kingdom come. Then the request comes, give us today our daily bread. Then the request for forgiveness, forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And then, like you said, the lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, which is that whole, just protect us, us. And then the acknowledgement of God at the end.
And even when he said, you know, we should pray to not lead to temptation, the spirit is willing. Mm-hmm. But the body is weakness.
Very weak.
So I think that's probably important, that how we grafted our habit, because often the body is weak and therefore we feel we sleep and we don't wake up to pray, because quite often we want to pray, but we don't pray because of whatever reason.
Belinda, for your method, and again, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, I feel like a lot of the way you pray is to stand in the gap for other people. You're very much a passionate person that likes to pray for others, not necessarily people that are in the room with you. You have friends around the world, quite literally around the world, that you pray for. How do you go about doing that?
A couple of different ways. Mm-hmm. Well, I am a part of a couple of mission teams. So we are teams who are intentional to be praying for someone specifically. Mm-hmm. So they keep in contact with us, and so I read their updates and pray for them intentionally. But I also, and just in my time when I'm praying, I like to make certain I'm thinking of others.
Are you a walk and talk kind of person? Are you a silent meditative person?
Definitely more the silent type. Yes. Definitely love my bedroom, my quiet place. My safe space. But I can also be a ponderer. So I will, throughout the day, be just thinking and praying quietly throughout the day about certain people or certain things.
So for you, you've got a journal there in front of you. Tell us a bit. You can show it to the camera, because there are people watching this, for all the people just listening to audio only. Sorry about that. But it's got a cork cover on it. The ribbon around that looks quite...
Well, this
special.
One is a gift from a missionary friend.
There you go. Okay.
But this particular journal is a prayer journal, and it was an intentional time set aside, 40 days I challenged myself.
Tell us how many days you got.
I only got 32.
32. Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. Just the condemnation in the room is palpable.
I know. You're making me feel even worse.
I'm sorry.
Change the response.
Hang on. Hooray for you.
Hooray.
33. Okay. Shush, audience. So you got 33 out of 40, but it gave you a daily, you set yourself a goal, is the
point. Yes. When I do this, and I have done this many times over my time.
Yeah.
They're generally a purpose. Mm-hmm. So it will be if I was preparing for a mission trip.
Oh, so this one book has one purpose.
That's correct.
Oh, I get you. Yep. So you've got multiple of these over time.
Yes.
That one's from that mission trip. That one's from... Okay, cool.
Yep. So this one was an intentional time of 40 days before Wonder last year.
Yes, Wonder was the Christmas production that was very much aimed at inviting people
to come.
Yes.
And so I wanted to be prayerful and make certain we look to God first and to hand him that whole adventure on that day, and pray that he would draw people to come and see and hear and experience him.
There you go. And so that was a deliberate time, 40 days before the event. Is that right? And
that's
you,
correct.
And
yep.
33 times. So, and is that like one page of a writing? What does a prayer look like for you? You have very neat girl writing. Just show the camera. You're very neat. There's it's the you can just tell you're administrative. That's fantastic.
Get scribblier. At times, if I'm thinking a lot and praying a lot, then it can get a bit scribblier as I go along. But each day is different. So some days I could get pages and pages and pages.
Yeah.
And some days will be just, Lord, we need your help, or God, may it be your, may your will be done.
But I think the point that we're coming to about prayer is Jesus model prayer, which is the Our Father who art in heaven. It's putting God first, putting God at the top and the bottom of each of your petitions, I guess. And making that your priority. But there is something to do with place and process that I'm hearing. So you've also got in front of you there, a little drawing of a house. Tell me about this particular image that you've brought in. What speaks to you about this?
You
can hold that up for the people at home too. There it is. So again, for those listening, it's sort of a sideways cut of a house. And it shows the furniture inside. It has the Matthew 6,
yes.
6, which says, what does it say?
But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
So for you, that is a genuinely literal physical space. It's your bedroom.
Absolutely. And it's a verse that has been special to me for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
This was gifted to me. Just recently,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't realize how important this verse was to me.
Beautiful.
But I love this because I love my room because that's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my true self is.
Right.
And that's where I can relax, and that's who I can feel like I'm not being watched, or I could just be myself. And I think that that's a really important thing, that I can come to the Father as who I am and who I am when I'm in my room when no one's looking.
Yeah.
And that he loves that and he delights in that.
It's beautiful. In a cave for you, is there a place that you love to pray?
Similarly, the home is, I feel the connection of being a father. There's something about home. It's a wonderful place that we connect with God. Even the image of our relationship as children to our Father, there is something about home that's unique. But I also love the outside. When you get a walk out in the environment, in nature's, you get to reflect a lot more on creation. Even when I am in the sauna, in the pool, even in a weird place like that, I get to close my eyes. When I often have friends who come and just tell me, just tap me on the shoulder, just, hey, hi, hello. When I close my eyes, even when I'm on a cross trainer, I pray. I do pray in those moments. So even in weird place in front of people, you get to spend time still with God. You know, there is a place where you can be isolated and hide when you with God. But even in the most weird place where people are at, you can still be in communication with God. So for me, weird place.
Yeah. For me, I'm a walk and talker, which none of you would be surprised by. Because why? Because I can't stop myself from thinking of 4,000 other things when I'm sitting still. In fact, the only time it works for me when I'm sitting still is if I'm in a journaling kind of mode. And in this season of our life, that rarely happens. I actually looked back on this because sometimes let's just speak to that feeling of if you're being a good Christian or a bad Christian. So when it comes to prayer, a lot of people will say, right, if you want to be a good Christian, you got to pray. And you got to pray three times a day or whatever it happens to be that you've been told. And so there's been seasons in my life where I felt like I'm a very good Christian and I'm doing my prayer time. And there've been seasons in my life where I feel like I'm a very, very, very bad Christian because I'm not doing my prayer time. But what would you, I guess for the both of you, what would you say to the person who's feeling guilty right now that they don't have a prayer habit or that they don't know how to?
I'll answer that while Belinda think about. I think we, someone said to me last night at the House of Prayer that prayer is a natural thing that we do. And that taught me something to reflect on the fact that we were built from creation to have that natural communication, that it doesn't have to be complicated. I think sometimes we overcomplicate prayer instead of the simplicity of prayer that Jesus taught. It's about just a conversation and a talking with Jesus, that we don't have to be master, we don't have to be as faithful, we don't have to be this in order to pray. If we can talk, then we can pray.
Oh, I like that. If we can talk, then we can pray. Beautiful.
And one thing that I've been challenging myself or growing in learning is that it's a relationship with God. And we, in any relationship, we need to spend time in conversation. Mm. So that's what prayer is. It's actually just a conversation. And I love what you said when your son was saying, I don't know how to start. Mm-hmm. Well, how would you start a conversation with me? Mm-hmm. Hey, Dad.
Yeah. Sometimes he just punches me, but that's... But yeah, I say to him, just say, dear Jesus, and see what happens after that.
So I would definitely encourage them. We're all growing. No one is wonderful at everything, and when we're still learning. But I would definitely just say, just talk. Talk as if you're in any relationship, you got to spend time and chat with each other, and you develop, and then you get more things to say. And yeah.
I think the essence that we've been talking about around our six habits is we started with Bible reading. Bible reading, we understand to be the inspired word of God, is what the Bible is. So reading those words and meditating on those words. And again, for those who don't know, jump onto the website, jump onto the app, and you can get a hold of our Six Habits daily reading program, which is just some curated scriptures, very short scriptures. We'll put the link in the show notes here. But you can jump on that and basically 6 or 7 verses, and then write a thought about those verses, which in itself leads to a prayerful, meditative kind of thought. One of the songs that comes to mind when I think about prayer is this one that I've just paused, unfortunately. Do you know this one? Old School. I've dated myself there. Mm. That's good old Michael W. Smith from, I'm going to say, like about, I don't know, 91, 92, somewhere there. But pray for me and I'll pray for you. This idea of relationship formed between other brethren, right? Yeah, sure. And there's beauty in that. Tell us about some of the relationships you have with others through prayer.
I think you're right. If you think about prayer, prayer connects us with God. That's the ultimate purpose of prayer, is to connect us with God. But when we dig deep to read the Bible, Jesus prayed with and for. Mm. So prayer connects us to others. So we are called to be that relationship. We are part of community. Therefore, it's part of our call to pray for one another. But also, prayer connects us to ourselves.
Wow.
That's where the depth of prayer that comes from the heart is, that we dip into ourselves and what's going on deep in us that help us to connect to where we are and that call us to prayer.
And I would suggest there's a selflessness to praying for others, which reveals something about yourself as well. If you're finding it hard to pray for others, that might be something to reflect on for yourself. And for you, Belinda, who again has friends who are, you know, for many years at a time, not in the same room as you, but this still makes you feel connected to them and to their story?
Absolutely. And I think over COVID, I connected with some friends and we were brave and we said, let's actually not just talk about how we're feeling or what we're struggling with. Let's actually pray for each other. So there was a couple of people that I prayer partnered with intentionally over the COVID lockdown time. Mm. And so we would talk, share, unload our burdens, our worries, our fears, and pray for each other. And that was really, really, really great. And I have actually kept that going. And I do try to intentionally with friends now go, well, let's not just talk about how you're feeling. Let's pray and stop now and pray together. Yeah. And it's actually makes your friendship move into a different space when you can be humble and put down the masks and share how you're feeling and pray together and take those fears and worries to the Lord with somebody else.
I think the idea of, casting your cares, isn't it? Casting your cares and your anxieties, your worries onto God, which is from 1 Peter 5:7, by the way, if you want to look that up, 1 Peter 5:7, cast your cares on him for he cares for you. This idea that there is a God of the universe who actually cares for you, hears your prayer when you cry out, should be an exceptionally moving thought for each of us. So the idea of I guess what we're saying is prayer is the very thing. I mean, maybe it's maybe it's obvious to state it, but it connects us with God, with ourselves is what you're saying, Pastor Ian, okay, and with others. So it's a pretty neat old habit to get into, isn't it?
Correct. And once you start thinking about those parameter, when it's those dynamics of prayer, then prayer doesn't narrow down to one thing. That we are able to have a different purpose for prayer that will determine our patterns of prayer, but also lead us to question why are we not praying? Because at the end of the day, faith has something to do with it. Are we believing in what we pray? Does it matter if we pray? Does God care if we pray? I think these are some unique questions that we need to keep questioning. And if you are in that place where you are in questioning your prayer life, this whole series and what we're going to be focusing on this Sunday is how can you build prayer? Because at the end of the day, if you don't have a desire to prayer, that no matter what habits you build, it'll be like normal habits. We'll do it for a season and it'll fade away because something will take over. A desire is so important, and the discipline of prayer, it's practice.
Yes.
And I think this is why it's important that for those who need prayer, we'll help, because if we're influenced by others in our habit, then we'll help you to develop that life of habit of prayer. But we also need to see it as a delight, because if you see prayer as a duty and a task, we will give up one day because the body's tired, the will is big and strong, but the body is weak. So we need to find delight in prayer and see it as a privilege and not a duty, because we'll give up easily.
I love it. Well, I think it would be pretty appropriate on the Elaborators podcast about the habit of prayer, if you were to pray for us, pray for everybody listening, and pray that this makes a difference today. Do you want to? Who's up for that?
I've been starting. Maybe Belinda could start,
okay,
and I'll finish it.
Okay, so this is what you say, Belinda. You say, "Dear Jesus,
dear Jesus,
Belinda and Inike are going to pray for you right now." Here we go. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we are so excited to be here today talking about prayer and seeing how special it is to spend time in relationship chatting with you, Lord. I just pray for anyone who is pondering on how they can improve on their prayer life, Lord. I just pray that they will be excited to spend intentional time with you, Lord. I just pray that they'll keep their eyes open for opportunities that surround them, if it's with friends or if it's when they're walking in nature or if it's when they're in their quiet place alone, Lord. I just pray that they will have a heart that will seek you first and will just call out to you, and that you will continue to stretch them and grow them.
And Lord, we admit that there are some of us who are finding it hard to understand why we pray. We just pray for the sake of prayer, but we don't fully understand why we pray. For some of us, we know why, but we don't know how to pray. And for others, we know why and we know how, but we just don't pray enough and regularly as a habit. We pray, God, that as we dig into this series, as we are taught by you, Jesus, we pray that for those of us who needed to grow in this area of building a habit of prayer, that you help us to grow in our life together. And thank you, Lord, when you taught us to pray, it's our Father and it's about us. So together we are not alone. And this is where, as a community, we're going to encourage one another and then influence one another on how we can pray together as the body of Christ. And we thank you for this opportunity to broadcast what you're going to teach us over the weekend. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. There it is.
Oh, yeah, we pray.
praise. I hope you've enjoyed talking through prayer with us. By the way, if you want to hear any of the messages from this series, you of course can jump onto the Werribee Baptist Church YouTube page. You can see Pastor Inike's message on prayer. You can see Belinda in person in this podcast, and then just hit her up on email and you can just get her to pray for you. Is that pretty much it?
Absolutely.
Pretty much. Send in your prayer request to Belinda at... No. I'm going to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being part of the Elaborators today. Thank you, Pastor Inoke.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Belinda.
Thank you.
And thank you to everybody watching, listening, and sharing. This is the Elaborators, part of WBC. If you'd like to share it, please do. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. All right? You have to do the dance. That'll do. Seriously. Let's leave. I need a coffee. Anybody else need a coffee?
Yes, please.
Let's go. I do.
Let's go pray that we find some coffee. God bless. Bye.